Iraq's government hopes that the National Reconciliation Conference will show a serious will to end the sectarian violence that has been terrorizing Baghdad and other parts of the country for many months. Nasir El-Ani, the conference spokesman, told reporters that representatives from many ethnic and religious groups, as well as former Ba'athists, are attending the two-day meeting inside the heavily protected Green Zone. The conference will take on sensitive issues, such as what to do about militias and whether former members of Saddam Hussein's military can be reinstated in the new Iraqi army. One of the most important items on the table is a possible amnesty. In Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's 24-point reconciliation plan announced last June, he proposed pardoning all criminals, except those who have killed coalition forces or Iraqi civilians. Haider Ibadi, a Shiite member of parliament from Mr. Maliki's Dawa party, said the prime minister would announce an amnesty on Sunday. But Ridha Taqi, a member of a rival Shiite party, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, says there will not be an amnesty.
Something between amnesty and set free the detainees, not general amnesty. We need approval from parliament about the amnesty.
Mithal al-Alusi, a Sunni Arab with the Secular Ummah Party, says his party supports a month-long amnesty that would apply to anyone willing to admit their crimes and who wants to be part of the new political process, even militia members. He says an amnesty is vital to peace.
It is very hard. I have lost my only two sons. I know how painful the situation is. Yeah, I will give the amnesty also for the people who they have killed my sons, under the condition a new start for everybody.
But as the conference got underway, it became apparent that dialogue would not be easy. One of the main Sunni Arab parties, the Iraqi National Accord, which is led by former Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, pulled out of the conference. A spokesman for the group told reporters that the conference should have included all factions outside the political process, except for Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups like it. But they believed many good nationalist groups had been excluded, and that without them, the results of the conference would be a failure. Shiite politician Ahmed Chalabi told reporters that the departure of Alawi's group would not hurt the conference.
It's all right, cannot achieve unanimity at this stage. It is not a very important thing to focus on one group pulling out.
The talks are scheduled to continue through Sunday. Haider Ibadi, Mr. Maliki's ally in the Dawa party, told VOA that this dialogue is very important. He said there is no other alternative except to fight in the streets, and Iraqis do not want to do that. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。